Yes, welcome to the Cricket Show, brought to you by Pete and the boys at Telstra in Rosebud and Mornington. We've got a few other boys. We've got a Rosebud boy here, Jason Nagle.
Morning, Neil.
How are you going,
mate? I'm well.
Going well. Yep.
Yes, good from holidays, yes. Went away for Christmas.
You look a bit younger and fresher. What's going on? You look about 44 today.
All you can see is the top half, the bottom half.
That's true.
A bit heavier.
Okay.
Actually, I had to because I knew who was on the other side of the table, so I had to make sure I was in the same weight range. So I had to go from middleweight to heavyweight to be with Vossie and Bart.
Yeah, well, and good morning to you, Michael. We'll go to you next.
I'm glad you mentioned Bart in that sentence too, Chad. Good morning, boys.
And he's got the Hawaiian shirt on, so yeah,
it's a beautiful day for the Hawaiian shirt.
I'm off to see the Renegades and Stars after this. So.
Ooh.
Starts at 6 o'clock tonight, mate.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going.
The bar opens at 3.
Late decision to go. General admission, and got to get there early.
Oh, okay.
Prime spot.
Watching the ladies first.
Why not?
That's a yes.
Serena's not playing, mate.
No, we'll get on to Serena in a little while, but better say good morning to Bart. How are you going, Bart?
Yes, good, thanks, Neil.
And saw Bart down at the Mornington races on New Year's Day. Fantastic it was. I was at the TAB window putting on my $3 each way on my horse. Next door was Bart, and he's got a handful of $50 notes. Must have been about $400 worth. Then I realised that was the EFTPOS window.
So, yeah, a good day at the races it was down there.
It was sensational. Another one on Sunday, and later on in the locker room we're going to talk to Stephen Bell about the next couple of race meetings at Mornington.
Busy time at Mornington at the moment.
It is. It's lots going on. You didn't get down to the splashdown thing, did you? The big water slide.
No, I didn't go down that far.
No, I didn't either. No.
I got as far as the Barra when they were charging $7 for a Stella. I didn't get too much further.
All right. Look, we've got lots of things to talk about today. We're going to talk about junior rep sides, and we're going to do a bit of a wrap on where all the sides are. And then 10 o'clock, we're going to have your good mate. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Header?
I know of him.
Header, who's
short arms and deep pockets.
That's the man, and he's at Wollongong.
He's pathetic.
That's right. He's at Wollongong.
Actually, of all the blokes at the club to warn me about him, and this bloke takes a cake, Glennie, the old tipper. Glennie's good on the shout, just can't drink. But Tedo's not bad. He's bad at both.
Bad at both, yeah. And, of course, he's up at Wollongong on a paid holiday from Cricket Victoria as manager of the Vic country team. So
yes.
We'll have a chat to him. I know they won a couple of games yesterday in the T20, so he'll give us an update of what's going on and whether Dewey can actually get a game. If you read all the posts, he's sat out a bit.
I had a look last night. He's played. Oh, you can speak to Heather about it later, but ooh. I know he got a duck in the first game. He's... Lockie Dobson didn't do anything in one game.
Yeah, and another game, though, I think the last T20, he bowled his four overs, got one for nine.
Yes.
Jeez, that's not a bad effort, isn't it? One for nine, well done, Lockie. But let's start off talking about the junior reps, because there's been a few going. I'm just going to mention the girls' team first, the Claudia Fatone Shield they're all playing for. And
what a player she was.
Well, that's right, and they've won two of the three. Two of the three games. We haven't got enough time to elaborate on that one, Jug, but you're right.
I didn't mean all that.
Yeah, I know, but you're right. And a very good cricketer. And two games they had a win and lost the third one to South East, but made the top four and actually play South East on Monday in the semi-final at Hyatt.
No, well, I've got a late mail this morning from the junior girls coordinator of Sharks Cricket in Greg Donald.
Yeah.
Who gave me an email yesterday. I spoke to him. Ferntree Gully, I believe, have been kicked out of the comp.
Wow.
So the MPCA finished second.
Second.
So their semi-final will be on Monday at Tyab.
At Tyab, okay. Oh.
So that's late mail.
Wow. You got all good news. Thank you, Spider, for that one. Just noticed that Tara Quinn, captain, done a good job. I imagine she'd be related to Quinn's from Baxter, I'm guessing. Not sure about that one. Highest run scorer has been Montana Phillips, and the leading wicket taker is Leni McLeod. So well done to the girls into the into the semi-finals, just the one loss.
Yeah, their coach, I think Sophie Strickland from Mount Eliza coaches them.
Yeah.
So Spider's given me a little bit of a spiel on how they're going. So they're going okay. Not sure what other female stuff you got there, but I've got under 18 Sharks stuff here as well.
I noticed their first game against Yarra Valley, they had about three retired. They're 2 for 107, which has been the highest score made so far in the competition. So well done to the girls. Doing a great job.
And the day they got done by
South East,
the opposition's first three balls of the innings,
yes,
were all out. So an opposition. Ooh. Yeah, they got a hat trick first three balls.
Wow.
Last person to do that in the MPC, I think.
Well, Bart.
No. Lee Wincup did that for the Mornington Diggers years and years ago.
Gee whiz, this is Lee. Lee Wincup.
That's a stat for you.
There you go.
Yeah, that is a stat. That's the sort of thing we employ Mick to do. Right, well,
last
stats.
One. Yeah. Scotty Phillips probably did it, but did everything else.
That's right, exactly. Let's go at the other end with the under 18s. And they're playing, let's see, Monday they're at Diamond Valley, Tuesday at Bruce Park, that's their headquarters as far as I can work out, Bruce Park and Heather Hill, and another game on Monday the 16th against Ringwood at Bruce Park. The other one's on Thursday at Yarra Glen.
So you thought that's the MPCA under-18
MPCA under 18 side, yeah. Let's see, a couple of names. There's a few Moynton boys there, O'Toole and Parker, I think.
Charlie Parker's in there. Yeah, I was there last night, actually, for the presentation.
And Bobby Parslow.
Bobby Parslow's captain. Right. Charlie Parker, I think, was vice.
And keeper, yep.
We got Kieran Hanley from Rosebuds in that.
Yep.
Charlie's been batting beautifully in the ones this year, too.
He's in a bit of good form at the moment, and O'Toole's been bowling all right, just the odd loose ball.
Yeah, Mason Mayle's in that side, so he's been going well for Flinders. So they've got a solid side, actually.
Yeah, very, very good.
Sean Parker from Somerville.
Yep. Any other thoughts, Bart?
There's one young fella, Aaron Mountney from Tigers, who has been getting a few runs in there first as well, who's a very big boy and hits the ball hard.
Did clubs apply for the chance to be the home club? Like the game, Neil said the games are at Heather Hill, or two of the games are at Heather Hill. Did clubs apply for that? Did they have the chance to apply for that?
I think most of them are worked out by... I know Bob Scully, your nemesis there, Vossy, who always gets you out in the B3 grade there.
Move on.
He's actually coaching that side, so I presume he's just sort of nominated Heather Hill as the thing.
Yeah. As far as I can work out, it's been related to the coach or one of the team managers who have obviously got connections to the club, and that makes a lot of sense. Under 16, Beitzel. There's a couple under 16 ones. The turf side, okay. So they play, let me see. Monday, they're at Banksia Park, which is
late mail.
Bay Morris,
moved,
a change.
It's moved because that ground's pitch is not up to date. So okay. Norman Jardine sent an email out last night.
Thanks, Norman.
That's still in Bay Morris. It's still
Bowie.
It's
off Bowie.
That's Bay Morris Reserve now instead of
wouldn't have known where to go to Banksia Park anyhow. Where is Banksia Park?
In Oak Street, Beau Morris.
Yeah, around that way, near the sand belt, I think.
Correct.
Michael? Okay.
Correct.
So, just to steal your thunder there, Neil. That's
right, Panich, if you've got updates.
Tom Panich appointed captain last night.
Yep.
Little Hobbit Ashnagel's vice captain. And also, so that's the turf side.
Zach Garnett would be in that side.
No,
he's
in the Sharks.
He's in the Sharks, okay.
Who else is
Luke
in that?
Jansen,
Luke Jansen from Boneyo's in that, yep.
He's been going
and
well.
Blake
Eklund's quality little player from Pearsdale. They've got a very strong... But Max Horrell, Delacombe Park.
There's a Clower in there.
Lockie Clower, Pete's young boy.
Paddy Wilson, who Paddy Wilson keeps keep. Hastings in the first.
Yep.
There. So, yeah. So that's
good young players here.
Good side. So that's Normie Jardine. And he said to me yesterday, if you're going on the radio, make sure you let them know that I'm going for three in a row.
Three in a row for Normie.
Actually, speaking of people in the heavyweight division.
Normie?
He'd probably...
Well, he had that operation.
He's on the podium at the moment.
Yeah, he had a little bit of well hospital during the last year. And
he's a ripping man, Normie.
Great bloke, Norm. Okay, under 16, Keith Mackay Shield. Their home game is Bellon Park South, it says, which is the old Coringle ground. So that's unusual.
Yeah, not
sure. No, that surprised me. I'm just wondering whether you blokes had heard any different on that one. But they've got a home game Tuesday and Wednesday. Their first game is against Ringwood at Lilydale. And Friday they play Box Hill Reporter at East B Burwood.
Yeah, well, that what Bart was saying before.
Ask the people at East Burwood. They remember
Gerard
why 6 foot
Rabeau is looking them. After that, so that would make sense as to why they're at Ballon Park. Isn't that Long Island's ground?
I think Long Island is. It actually could be.
I thought they.
But Long Island are moving to the Coringle Football Ground in the future once the club rooms get refurbished up there.
Yeah, that's why.
Well, that makes sense. Then you'd have two clubs on the same driveway.
All right, so some of the players in there. Let me see. T. Finn, I'm guessing.
Yeah, Critter, Tommy Finn from Hastings.
Hastings boy, yeah.
Saw the old man was there yesterday enjoying.
Hannah and Magenniskin.
Jackson Hannah's from Balnarring, Magenniskin's Dramana.
Yep.
So they've got not a bad side as well.
And another Quinn. So it's probably
Thomas
Tara.
Quinn from PAB.
Yep. So, well, in that case, I wonder if the Tara was related to that Quinn
possibly.
Family. Yeah, I have to find those things out. It's hard to find that stuff out. Any other messages on the under 16 one there, boys?
No, but I
Keith McKay?
So in that, I'm just actually realised that you'd had.
I've listed some names.
Jenkins
for
from
you.
Hastings Bowls, pretty sharp left armour.
Yep.
He's pretty raw. Caden Latcham, Harry Atkins from, I think he's YC.
YC's
tired.
But you've Harry poached Capes. Him, have you, Bart?
No, he's under the tutelage of Martin Burns.
Okay.
So I don't know how far he'll get under Burnsy, but Harry's probably got 25 wickets in our seconds at the moment, and he's turned 15 now.
Great effort. Ryan Smith from Mornington, who's tipping the height factor at about 7'8".
So he's taller than Vossi and better than Vossi.
And you'd think with the way he bowls, you'd think he'd be an absolute out and out fast bowler. He bowls all right, but he doesn't quick as what you'd think he probably would be with that height.
Not a bad bat, good bat.
Good solid bat.
Okay. Then the under 14 sides we might move to Russell Allen Shield. Let's see, they're at Overport as their home ground, which is the Delicombe Park ground. Monday and Wednesday they've got home games, and they're at Narre Warren on Tuesday and at East Caulfield on Friday.
That's not a ground led by Stella.
Yes, okay. Stella Jackson will be...
Stella's team.
Yes.
Stella at Baden Overport's...
Be Baden running Powell. The kids, and I noticed young Decky, Stella's younger fella in there.
D. Jackson.
And one there is Targ Johnson from Carrum Downs, who's a very good bat, bowler, keeper. He does a bit of everything.
Charlie like Banks from Main Ridge, left armour. Steve Harvey's boy, is it Mitch, I think, from Baxter. He's in there. So, it was good last night. It was at Mornington. There was heaps of kids there. It was
great.
Quite hot. And Rob Park had the bar open, which was good.
Yeah, and Michael
wasn't
turned up
seen.
There.
No,
not
didn't
not
see.
There. That's
no.
The level of commitment he's showing, is it?
Zero interest he had.
Okay.
I'm sorry for being at a wedding last night.
He was at a wedding last night.
Apology accepted.
Yeah, that's right. He wasn't invited, but
he
thought he'd go anyway.
Yeah, no, gate crash. Free alcohol. Yeah.
Under 14, Des Nolan Cup. Another team we've got. They're playing at Peninsula Reserve. YC is their home ground, Bart.
Rob Duncan looking after them.
Well, there you go, Rob Duncan. Yes, the ground will be nice and slow for them there at YC. Notice one there is a Will Jewell in there from Sorrento.
Yeah.
Nick Hamill. And I think one of the best players there would be young Jewess. I think it's Josh. Is it?
Langy.
Langy, who...
There's a couple of Jewesses playing, yeah.
Goes very well there.
And Paisley's boy is in there. Jason Hannah from
YC. There's a Dignan there as well.
Yeah, Thomas Buckley, I think he's keeping. He'll be from Hastings.
Yep.
So, a lot of these boys try out through the Sharks Carnival.
Right, so, Monday and, Friday are the home games there at YC, if you're interested in that one. Mention the two under-12 ones, and we'll let you boys talk about the Sharks. So the under-12, Keith Mitchell Shield, let me see, Sorrento, Tuesday and Friday are the home games there.
Dougie Van Ray's looking after them.
Dougie, it's good to see. And there is a young Van Ray in the squad.
Yeah. Also a little gun from Rosebud, Bo Murray.
Yeah.
So he's in there, so good luck to Bo. Another Rulak from Sorrento.
He was a very good leggy there, Jugger.
Yep. So his brother's in the Sharks as well. So yeah, so there's, I mean, you just have a look at the last names, and there's obviously they've got to come from somewhere, and there's a heap of them coming through, which is great.
There's one fella there, Seth Harris from YC, who actually plays in the under-12s, the under-14s, and the under-16s. Wow. And he's a very good player. He holds his own in the under-16s there, Seth.
And there's a name, there's a last name in there that sticks out too. Neil, can you pick it?
Around. I was looking at Huggard.
Correct.
But yeah. Very good. Yeah. All right, Huggy. Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? All right, under-12, Josh Brown Plate, which I think the boys won last year from memory. And they're played at Mornington. Tuesday and Friday are home games at Mornington. We better get Vossy along to those.
He probably won't turn up. A few weddings next week. I'm not sure. Pete Clough could be looking after them. I know there's a Clough in there. Not 100% sure.
And another Jewess who's captain.
We've got one boy. We've got, I think Nathan Gardner will be in that side, actually.
Correct. Keeper.
Very good. Keeper.
He is very, very good keeper. He loves his cricket too.
Fantastic. So there's a good crew there all the way through. Now the Sharks, what's
just
that?
Just quickly on the under-18 girls Sharks.
Oh, yes.
They've probably got the biggest game coming up. They play in the... they're in the grand final at the MCG on the 5th of February.
Wow.
So they won all four of their 2020s. They lost a 40-over game. At the Albert Ground. So they got through the grand final on net run rate because of the way they played through the 2020. So
what was the date of that one?
Amy Yates is part of that side.
Okay, good.
Monday the 5th. I think it's Monday the 5th. Could be wrong. I don't know. 5th of February, whatever that is. At the MCG, so it'll be great to see the Southeast Sharks.
Amy
there.
Yates, that whole family's pretty keen on their cricket, aren't they?
Yeah, and great then... job. You've got the under-14, under-16 Sharks coming up for the girls at the end of this week. They'll go and stay at Queen's College with all the other people from the everywhere else, Mildura
Country,
and Northern Rivers and all that. So that'll be a busy time up there. Under-16 coach is Bree Sutton from Carrum Downs, and the under-14s is Sophie Strickland as well, with Greg Donald being the
overseer.
He's put a lot of time into girls' cricket.
Well done, Spider.
So he's doing a great job. Yeah. And then, and we got this mentioned in as well. I mean, and it's Spider's daughter, Ali. She's currently part of the Vic Country side up at Wollongong as well. So that started last night.
I was going to mention her. She obviously played ladies cricket at Mornington a few years ago. And she's very, 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 very good player, very good bowler. She actually played against us a couple of times.
She came up through our juniors and coached her a bit, and she's now plays for Melbourne. And now she's through. She's played indoor cricket for Australia under 21 Australian squad, and so she's really. It's quite funny because we play with Kane, obviously, and she's the second best cricketer in the family, and to his sister, so which is always good fun. So she's in the Victorian countryside at the moment.
I bet she'd love you saying that too.
Oh yeah, we all.
And Keith Jance is coaching that women's Vic Country team.
Oh, yeah. Good.
So, well done to Ali. She went up there yesterday morning and they had their first game at 6 o'clock last night.
Wow.
Okay. So that's the female side.
Okay, and the male... Now, Bart, you've got a role this year with the Sharks?
Yeah, the 10th year, Neil, so it's getting a bit repeating. Yeah, the under-16 Sharks team, which is picked out of sort of the MPCA and the West Gippy team. So we start on the 16th of Jan to the 20th, and now we've got two games. Monday and Tuesday are at Frankston, and then Wednesday's at the Albert, and Thursday is at either Harry Trott or Ross Gregory. We're not sure yet.
Okay.
So we play combined with the 14s.
Yep.
So both games are at home on the Monday, Tuesday.
Fantastic. So now some of the names we've mentioned so far, are they in that squad as well? Or?
No, all the boys that don't make the Sharks will go back and represent their MPCA and West Gippsland side there. So my captain in the 16s is Jai Alcock from Langwarrin, with vice-captains Henry Alexander and Mitch Camerano from West Gippsland. Also in that side is Ryan McManara from Hastings.
James Long.
James Long, who was Baden-Powell, Delacombe Park.
Zach in that side.
Zach Garnett, So, you know, we've got a reasonably strong team.
That's a pretty
team.
Good side, yeah.
Especially, you know, we've got three players out. Two guys got stress fractures. They played in the Vic 15s in the last couple of years. That's Mitch Davey and Jason Cox, and Paddy Rowe has been made unavailable due to playing higher cricket. So, no, we should have a good carnival.
Yeah, a lot higher.
And I think there's Rowe, a Bonio, Josh Pete, is it?
Josh Pete from Bonio's in there.
Yeah, he's not a bad young kid. Yeah, not a bad young kid. Yeah.
Ashy's boys in there as well.
Yeah, so no, it's a nice even side there. Yeah.
Terrific.
Josh Ash has been on running rampant on Facebook, chasing all these girls and adding girls on Facebook there.
He's been watching Vossi. He'd be wearing one of those shirts.
Oh, Josh will be strutting around in a wine shirt.
On your Facebook page, Vossi, what's the photo you got? Is it just your head?
It's a photo from an ear, Jason. It's due for a refresh.
Very, very good. Very, very good, Jace. Yeah. So people will go rushing to that now. So yeah, what the hell is he talking about?
A lot of likes today.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure.
Well, we put him up about 2 weeks ago, and we got about 300 likes before 1 o'clock in the afternoon, just on his shirt. It's fantastic. Now, what are you doing with the Sharks? Is you coming and watching,
No, I've jumped on board with Peter Halls into his 16th year doing the under-14s.
Oh, possum, he's sensational.
Yeah, he's a ripper. Yeah. He's fantastic to be around. And so I've jumped. Yeah, so I'm coaching with him this year. So my first year, and yeah, it's great fun.
So you look after the bowls, he look after the batting?
Pretty much. Yeah. Okay. So we've got Maxie Freeman. Yep. He's in there. Devlin Webb from Hastings, who's played a bit of first cricket. He's currently in the Vic schoolboys football and cricket sides at the same time. Lockie Hose from Tyre with Marcus Mantel. We've got a couple from West Gippsland, Jason Ward and Nick Pastras. Who else? We've got Luke Long. So we've got the brother of. So Simone's pretty happy, so she'll be able to watch both boys on the first 2 days at Frankston. And then our captain is Sean Van Wyk from Delacombe Park. I think he's played a first game already. He's a keeper. He'll open the batting. And our vice captain is Liam Collett from Rosebud. So nothing to do with me, but he's going. James Rulak from Sereno. The boys are really close-knit. So over the space of the 6 weeks or 8 weeks that we've had them training together, they've been fantastic and really getting on well, so that's first and foremost.
Got a bit of time for Devlin Webb. He's
He can play, and a ripping kid.
He's a ripper.
Yeah, I mean, they're all good kids, I suppose. Yeah. Josh Edwards from Lang Warren. He's the busy boy in the team. He's a go-to little short fellow, number 13 in the squad, and he's just a busy cricketer.
It's good. That's Pete's son.
Pete's son, and he reminds me a little bit of the way Sammy Fowler went about his career. Always looking to get off strike, and he's just busy. He's good in the field.
Has he got an older brother that he gives cheek to all the time, or not? Like,
sure, I would imagine so.
Edwards everywhere. Cheek to Pete, I think.
So we start, as Bart said, we start on Monday.
Yep,
Monday week. Sorry,
and they're played at.
So we got two games at Frankston. On the second oval, and then on the Wednesday we play South East, which has been moved from the other side of town. We're actually playing that at Dandenong. So, and then the Thursday, our schedule at the moment is Harry Trott, but I'm assuming that may change. So
I think we're going to swap ground. So the 14th are going to Ross Gregory.
So the key is on that 16th and 17th, the Monday and the Tuesday, if you get down to the Frankston ground.
Yeah, there's two games.
Under 16s, under 14 Sharks, and you get to see both you and Bart.
Yeah, well, that's probably
the bonus.
Yeah. And I think, I'm not sure, but
and Mick will be down there wearing one of his Hawaiian shirts, no doubt.
They've just changed it this year too. It's now the 14s has gone from 40 overs to 50 overs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So, there you go. Didn't know. We went down to Traralgon for a practice match and someone's the opposition coach said to me, he goes, well, do you want to play 50? I said, well, there's no point. We play 40 in the comp. And he goes, read this.
I don't think you do.
Thanks, Hedda.
No. So, Hedda knew that one, but he likes the surprise factor.
What do you play? You were 45 to 50.
No, well, we are 50 at this stage, but
yeah,
the kids
aren't
working.
I've got no doubt Jason Mathers will have the rules changed for us on the Monday morning.
Yeah, it'll be down to about
42 or
something.
The kids aren't working hard enough as it is, and like potentially playing in 30 plus degree days, 4 or 5 days in a row. Like it's extra workload that they probably don't need.
At under 14 level, it's probably by the end of the week, it's an extra game that they've played. If you put it that way,
absolutely.
So. And that's what Hawley's been great in terms of and no doubt Bart and Drakey are the same. By the Thursday and Friday, even the Wednesday, you know, you just got to be mentally ready to go, I suppose, because it's going to get hot. And Bart, we turn up with hangovers, I suppose, and it's our country week.
Well, that's right.
Bart's involved in country week now.
Oh, of course he is. He'll be doing.
We do have a bit of country week news coming up. Whenever you're
beautiful. Look, we'll go for a break, guys, and then we'll come back and we'll do a bit of a wrap around and country week and
under 18 sharks as well.
And under 18 sharks. So you're listening to the cricket show. Just quickly on the under 18 sharks jugger, and then we'll get into
Gary Smith. Man, Joel Wiley again, looking after that.
Right on, Joel.
I know they had a practice match on Wednesday against the Southern Pioneers, which they won. Tommy Ewing got runs. I think he'll be captain of the side. Matty Foy's in it. Ned Shannon. Who else have they got? Michael Claven. Their bowling's quite strong. Luke Gandy. Actually, that's probably a fine because I mentioned him. He's a flog.
His old man's a nice fella, though.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of mega heads, there's a mega head, Mick Gandy. He's a ripper. He should be in here with you, Vossie.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking across. Yeah, you've got no neck. You've got no neck and a big head.
Hot kettle black.
Well, that's fine. I've already heard them all. You've got no neck.
Well, you can't see me neck because of this stupid. What is it?
You know why he's got no neck, Vossie? Every time they get a wicket,
they pat him on the head and they get shrinks. Yeah, that's right. Too many wickets.
Don't encourage him.
Who else is in that? Paddy's in that. So I think Frankston Peninsula have got 6 or 7 players.
Yeah, there's Sam Sturt.
Sam Sturt, yep.
Is Brody in that? Brody Simons?
No, he's out. He's
too old.
Too old. So, yeah, they've got a very strong. Tom Ewing and Matty Foy, you know, Ned Shannon, all those, they're going to have to. They get some runs. I think they're going to be really, really good because their bowling's strong. Andrew Smith from Langwarrin, he sends them down at a real fast rate. So Sharks, they start Monday.
Oh, they're on a week early.
So they're
early.
A week early.
Right. Okay.
So they got Monday and Tuesday at Frankston, and then they're at the Albert on Wednesday.
Gee, that's not a bad way of starting a turf, is it? You know, the two local games and then the Albert Grand. Yeah, that's a great,
and then I think on the
start.
Thursday they're at Harry Trot, and then the Friday that's just up in the air. So the Shark, all the junior stuff's going pretty well, and Bart will mention all the